The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
Week 13 arrives in the NFL season with the Ravens riding high in the AFC North at 9-2, having won in overtime against San Diego. The Ravens finally back home, and they come back home to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Take two, second time in 3 weeks, the Ravens will face the Steelers. I want to take you back to that first Steeler matchup where the Ravens found themselves trailing on the road. The man who turned that game in the Ravens' favor is our guest tonight, returner and wide receiver Jacoby Jones. Jacoby, thanks for taking the time to join us tonight.
I appreciate you for having me, boss.
Well, let's go back to that game in Pittsburgh, because your punt return, your third special teams touchdown of the year, turned that game completely around. The Steelers opened up with a touchdown drive. They had the terrible towels waving. You get the punt, and all of a sudden it becomes the Ravens' night. That has to be outrageously thrilling to know you have that ability to flip an entire game with one play.
Well, you know, it's not just me, man. It's 10 other guys out there in the NFL too that's doing a job that open the holes up for me like that. But we knew we was gonna get one. The guy keep punting me one, and we got real close. We were like, oh yeah, we feel one tonight, and that thing parted like the Red Sea.
You know, it's easy from the broadcast booth to see where your lanes are and to see where you should go.
Right.
What amazes me is your ability to see them from the field, because it's chaos in the middle of a kick return, a punt return.
Oh yeah.
Bodies are flying, guys are coming down at angles. Do you see the openings in the alleys, or do you feel them?
Well, on kickoffs, you know, I got the eyes in front of me, too. I got Andy Allen, which is a running back, so he can see things. This is what I can see. That's really my eyes, and I got to trust him. So that's why when you're in practice, you develop that chemistry and that mesh and that timing with your wedge, and you just trust. You just hit it full speed, and you hope to pop out on the side.
And you've done it now three times. Some history here. You're the only player in the NFL currently with dual kickoff return touchdowns this season, the only guy who's done two. You're the first Ravens player ever to have multiple kickoff return touchdowns in one season in franchise history. You're the first Raven ever to tally three total kick returns, two kick, one punt touchdowns in a season. And you're the only player in NFL history to record two kickoff return touchdowns of at least 105 yards in a career. And you've done them both in one season. Did you realize you were having an historic season, not just a good season?
No, I just had it, man. My eyes was on just getting back on that field and just having some fun again. You know, I want to get back. Like, this past offseason, honestly, I played a lot of flag football since I can enjoy the game again. So when I got here with the Ravens, they let me be myself, and I just been enjoying the game.
So the implication is, of course, in your 5 years with the Houston Texans. I know when the Ravens played the Texans, you were one of the guys the coaches always worried about. But the fact that you didn't stay with the Texans tells me you didn't love your time with Houston. Is that accurate?
I mean, I did. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they gave me an opportunity to play in the league. And then it's a great thing Coach Kubiak that did for me. I could have been out of the league probably, you know, because I had a couple of problems myself in the beginning of my season, career. But, no, I loved it. Just things fell the wrong way. I think everything happened for a reason in life. And then I'm here, and I got a breath of fresh air, and I'm loving it.
And the irony that you're here is, of course, your last game with the Texans was here in Baltimore. You had some troubles with punt returns. You dropped two, and I know that the fans kind of turned on you. That had to be a little bit heartbreaking.
To see that, and that all year, that was only 2 points I dropped.
Exactly. And it comes,
yeah.
You know, the NFL is a league about timing. And if you do the wrong thing at the wrong time, all of a sudden, did you feel at that moment like, okay, they don't want me anymore?
No, I mean, to be honest, they have some true fans on it, but they were wishy washy. I think. I mean, I'm just speaking my opinion. That's just about the fans. But it's not like playing with the Ravens, though, man. You hear they ride or die regardless. I almost dropped a punt in the New England game, and you hear people, fans, and sideline say, "Yeah, you make the next play." It's the fans saying it. I'm like, okay.
So that changes your confidence.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And when you're confident, things happen. Obviously.
It gets scary.
You come to Baltimore having left the Texans. How much was the motivation, the way things ended for you in Houston, how much was that a motivation for you to show the Texans, to show the league, to show everybody that, boy, they should have held on to me because I've got talent?
I went out and bought myself a jug machine. So me and my cousin would sit there and I get on the jump machine.
I was catching like 500 balls a day.
Just in the offseason by myself. Just sitting there, I'm at home bored, get up,
get on the jump machine.
I still do it now. I got the jump machine right now in the garage up here in Baltimore with me.
And for Ravens fans who aren't familiar, a jug machine is that automated machine that just fires the ball out at you at any speed you want to set it out. It can come out pretty – you use it for kickoffs, for punts, for receivers. Just fires ball after ball after ball that you use to work on your hands.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about your hands, talk about your role, talk about the upcoming game with the Steelers as we continue.
Ravens One-on-One is presented by MedStar Health. MedStar Health, knowledge and compassion focused on you.